Welcome to Quickies.
Have you ever wondered how boring life would be without any news and gossip? Well, you don't have to, because In.com's Quickies is all about making your life a little more colorful. My name is Arjun, and let's jump right into what's been happening. So, last month we came across the teaser trailer of Arjun Kapoor's upcoming film, India's Most Wanted. And given that the premise of the film is a manhunt for a nameless and faceless terrorist, naturally it piqued a lot of curiosity. And just a few hours ago, the makers dropped the official trailer of the film. The 2.5 minute clip is a landmine of emotions. It begins with an unknown voice saying, "Ye jung hai. Is jung mein kuch bhi ho, chahe marenge ya marenge. Milegi to jannat." And then moves on to glimpses of the film and Arjun's character Prabhat Kapoor, who along with four other regular-looking men embarks on a mission of finding and capturing India's Osama, who was responsible for 52 blasts across the country from 2007 to 2013. Mr. Kapoor's intense expressions and low-pitched voice is an avatar of his that we've never seen before, since he's mostly played romantic roles previously. But after watching this trailer, you could expect him winning some awards for this particular character. A couple of days ago, he also shared the film's poster on his Instagram and described his character as a hero who wears courage for armor and is powered by a selfless spirit to serve the country. Looks like he's worked super hard for this role, because in a recent interview, he told the media that men in uniform defend and protect us, but there are so many young heroes who protect us in plain clothes in plain sight. They are also the true unsung heroes, and they deserve to be respected and applauded for keeping our country safe. The film is based on one such important event that changed the course of our country's history. Written and directed by Rajkumar Gupta, the film will hit the theaters on 24th May. Speaking of trailers, yesterday was the grand pre-release event for superstar Mahesh Babu's upcoming 25th film Maharishi, and the trailer is generating a serious buzz by majority of the viewers and obviously the fans as well. The buzz is all about Mahesh's three different avatars in the film, one being a college student, another an extremely successful businessman, and the third one is that of a farmer. The trailer also shows Pooja Hegde, who is supposedly Mahesh's love interest, and we also see Alari Naresh playing Ravi, a nerdy student. The trio's college friendship forms a major part of the story. And speaking of the storyline, it will be really interesting to see the transition of Mahesh's character Rishi from a businessman to a farmer. The antagonist is played by Japapati Babu, and we can expect some serious tension between his character and Rishi. And what really stood out was the stunt scenes towards the end of the trailer. They're surely gonna go down well with his fans. And from whatever we heard, Devi Shri Prasad has definitely seemed to have upped his background score game. All in all, Maharishi looks like an absolute entertainer. Directed by Vamshi Paidipali, the film releases globally next week on May 9th. So, one of the biggest news of the week, apart from the Night King's death, is another Jonas brother is now hitched. That's right, Joe Jonas is now married to Sophie Turner, also known as Sansa Stark. This happened yesterday, the beginning of the month, and a big shout out to the musician Diplo, who gave us the first glimpse of their wedding through his Instagram. In his IG story, we could see Turner dolled up in a white bridal gown and Joe rocking a grey suit. He said, "Gonna hit up this wedding real quick," and that was followed by a couple of sneak peeks from the ceremony. They got engaged 2 years ago in 2017, and now they have officially began a new chapter of their lives, and the fans couldn't be happier. Joe had his brother Nick and Kevin present on his big day, along with their better halves Priyanka Chopra and Danielle Jonas, who were seen singing and dancing along with the newlywed bride. Recently, during the Game of Thrones premiere, Sophie joked about her co-star and real-life close friend Maisie Williams' costume for her wedding day by saying, "I don't know why she's thinking about what she's wearing to my wedding. I'm giving her the bridesmaid dress. She's my maid of honor, one of two." Nevertheless, here's wishing Joe and Sophie a happy married life. If there is something that Game of Thrones fans cannot stop talking about ever since the third episode of the final season released, it is the legendary scene of badass Arya Stark, who took down the evil Night King in one swift motion. Everyone who was watching that scene experienced a heart-in-the-mouth moment when the Night King was approaching closer to Bran Stark, and just before he could do anything to him, Arya literally flies towards him from the darkness, but thanks to his super awesome reflexes, he somehow holds her mid-air by the throat, and just before he's about to choke her for good, she manages to hold the falling dagger and stab him. This really seemed to inspire the fans all around the world, because there is a new social media challenge going around called #ArryaChallenge. Now, Not everyone has Valyrian steel daggers, but they are recreating this epic moment with regular household stuff like bananas, toothbrush, a comb, and pretty much everything. Yeah, it's all over Twitter. Just go search for hashtag Arya Challenge or hashtag the Arya or hashtag not today, and you'll find dozens and dozens of these clips paying tribute to the spectacular move of hers. Oh, what an iconic episode it truly was. And just in case you plan on taking up this challenge, make sure you tag in.com. The Marvel Cinematic Universe on April 26 treated their fans with the final installment of the Avengers series. Ever since it hit the silver screens, it has been shattering box office records left, right, and center. Avengers Endgame has now officially surpassed the 200 crore mark in India within 6 days of its release and has ended up collecting the highest amount so far in 2019. It is likely to beat Ekta Tiger with its final collection. And just to give you some more perspective on this, let me go through some of the figures for you. After the weekend on Monday, it made 31.05 crore, followed by 26.1 crore on Tuesday, and after Wednesday's collection, the total is now 245 crore. Hold up, this is just the Indian figures. Globally, this epic story has broken 6 box office records. It raked $1 billion over the first weekend, making it the fastest film to earn $1 billion worldwide. So it has received the highest opening weekend gross collection, the highest IMAX opening weekend gross collection, the highest 3D opening weekend gross collection, and the highest Hollywood opening ever in India, besides the fastest to enter the 100 crore club. Directed by the Russo brothers, Endgame has released across a total of 2,845 screens in India alone in 4 languages, Hindi, English, Tamil, and Telugu. And these figures are just gonna continue growing bigger because even after almost a week of its release, all the shows are still houseful. I'm not able to find a ticket. Looks like when it comes to Avengers Endgame, there are some super things happening on and off screen. And that's all the news and gossip for today. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.